And then after that, he was elected, I mean, he was deputy sheriff for Leslie Stegall. And then he got sick, and he was getting older, you know. And so he was jailer for many years. And he was, you probably heard of Roy Mitchell killed so many people, and they hung him here.
Yeah.
Well, Papa was jailer when Roy Mitchell was in there. And when they hung Roy Mitchell, I went out and watched him hang.
No kidding.
And I was standing close enough that the doctor, Dr. McCormick, was the county doctor. And he always thought I was named after my daddy. My name was Essie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me Jessie because Papa's name was Jess Abbott.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he thought that he called me Miss Jessie.
Yeah.
He said, hold him, Miss Jessie. He was kind of turning and wiggling. And I held his breeches while they held to see when he died.
My goodness.
I like to die after that, too. I never would do that again.
Really? Was it bad? Was bad to watch?
Terrible, terrible.
Terrible. I've never seen anything.
But that was a ugliest, vilest mouth person.
Yeah. Probably had it coming.
Oh, he was awful.
If anybody does.
He killed a whole bunch of people. I had a friend the other day brought me, my daddy wouldn't go down to watch him hang.
Oh.
Would go up, rather. And Leslie Stegall was the sheriff, was at that time, and he's the one that pulled the thing. But I've got his picture that they brought to me the other day of him being hanged.
Is that right? Did you get the picture?
Huh?
Did you get the picture?
No.
You were just out of it, probably.
I was down here, and this was up there when they were tying his legs and tying his hands and putting the thing on him and everything.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You said your father wouldn't go up to see him hang. What do you mean?
Well, they built a platform, see, so that he could drop through. And we stood down here. Oh, there must have been 6,000-7,000 people that swarmed in there. They curtained it off, but they couldn't keep them from it.
Yeah.
And they came and saw it. And Mama wouldn't go, of course. Of course, old me, my uncle, he was a mounted policeman, Papa's brother. And he and his wife went, and he stood between his wife and myself and hung on to us. He says, you get liable to faint. I said, not me, but I dearly wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
It was terrible.
Tell me about your brothers and sisters. Where did you come in all these?
I'm this seven ahead of me.
Okay.
Seven older than me.
Yeah. How many boys and how many girls?
There were six girls and five boys.
Just about even.
And all lived to be grown and married except one.
That's
and she died when she was about 3 years old with the measles.
Oh.
And she was way ahead of me.
Oh, uh-huh. Did you know her? You didn't know her?
No, I didn't. Yeah. No. She was born died before I was born.
Yeah. What are all their names?
Oh, well, the first one, she died last year and she was 93 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And the first one was Lily, and the next one was Betty, and then the next one was the little baby that died, Mally.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Wilts. Brother, and then there was Charlie, and Jess, and Lee, and Essie, and John Baker, and Tommy Ree, and Velma.
Goodness.
That's 11.
Makes you wonder how they ever thought of names for all those.
I don't know, but I used to just hate my name, but I kind of like it.
I like it.
And I have a sister that will me that land. My middle name was Dale, Essie Dale, and when she was little, she always called me Essie Dale.
The whole thing.
And she put that in that will. And that when that lawyer, we got all her estate and everything fixed up, he laughed about